Lekutas Siches, Chelik Yud Ches, Parsha Bolak, Siche Aleph. Shingiret Amol Baruch, it's already been mentioned once at length, as Chot Shirashi B'Pirushi Al Teres Mefarish Pshutus Al Mikra, even though Rashi's purpose in his commentary on the Torah is to explain the simple meaning of the Pesukim, und dorten wo bringt in sein Pirush Droshes Razal, and there where he brings, in the case where he brings what's called a drasha, in other words, not the literal meaning of the words. Is doiv say a hechech al pipshat. The reason he brings it is because there is a reason that fits with the simple meaning of the psukim, which needs this interpretation, which is not the normal pshutus shel mikra. It's a drasha. Then deswegen zetmen in unser parsha. Still, we see in our parsha Bolok, B'shaychus Adibri Bilam, in regards to the words of Bilam, bringt Rashi Arapa Ribu Droshes Razal. Rashi brings many of the interpretations of Chazal, which are not strictly literal. They're more what's called Droshes. Klau Sholei Al Derech Haragla Pirusha, which is something which is very unusual anywhere else in Rashi's commentary on the Torah, where he doesn't rely on drashas, but in this parsha, in the words of Bilam, he seems to rely heavily on drashas razal. Das boren them, the reason why. Torah b'pshuto shel mikra zogt b'feirush v'yisa mishalei, because the Torah itself says, in the literal reading of the Torah, that v'yisa mishalei means he presented his parable. A mashal means a parable. Is muvan, in other words, that Bilam was speaking in parables. And this is said not only one time, but a number of times in the parasha. Is muvan as euch leuten der chapshat is the pirush von a deep sukim nish bagrenitz leuten poshet and teich von der verte, which means that even in the simple reading of the psukim, the posik itself calls it a parable, which means that it's not to be meant read in its literal sense. It's meant to teach about something else. Each word means to relay some other idea and some other concept and so on. That's what the meaning of a parable is. Now this is da nimshol, but there is something which you have to learn from these words. In zeh gefinne sich euch remozim und drashas, in other words, that in the words, besides for the literal meaning, they also convey a certain hidden meaning and an interpretive meaning and so on. From pasuk, which are not, cannot be seen from the simple reading of the words. So therefore, Rashi says you need to rely on drashas in order to be able to understand what these words mean, even in the simple meaning of the psukim. Aber zusammen damit is moving, but at the same time we understand that euch die drashas haben hechach im pshat hakasuv. But obviously, if Rashi is going to be telling them, it means that this is the most literal understanding of these words, which are meant to be interpreted, but in the most literal, in the most simple reading. When Rashi brings a drasha, it's because this drasha will explain the meaning of this pasuk the best, according to the most simple reading. Al Pise darf man verstehen dem zweiten Divrei Maschul be Pirush Rashi from Pasuk in Divrei Bilam. According to this, we have to understand the second Rashi in the Pasuk, which is said about the words of Bilam. Bilam said, "Ki loy nachash b'Yakov." There are no sorcerers amongst the Jewish people, amongst Yaakov, like Kesem b'Yisrael, and nor are there other kind of sorcerers amongst the Jews. Ke'es ya'omer li'Yakov. At a certain time, it will be said about Yaakov and Yisrael, and about Yisrael, Ma Po Keil, what has Hashem done? What has Hashem wrought? So on this pasuk, Rashi is matik deverte. Rashi quotes the words Ka'es Yomer LeYaakov Geimer. At some time, will be said about Yaakov, and is mefarish, and this is how he explains it. Oid Osid Lias Eis Ka'es Hazais. There will yet come a time, like this time, similar to this time, asher tigale chibasam le'ein koil, that the belovedness of the Jewish people will be visible to all. Shehein Yoshim Lefanav, that they will sit, they are sitting before him, before Hashem, Beloim Nim Torah Mepiv, and they study Torah from his mouth, Umechitzasam Lefnim Imalachi Hasharis, and their area in which they sit is even more inner, closer to Hashem than even the angels which serve Hashem. Behem Yishalu Lehem, and they, the angels, will be asking the Jewish people, Ma Po'el Keil, what is going on, what is Hashem doing, and so on. They have to get the news about what Hashem is doing from the Jewish people, even the angels. Shvezel Shenemar, and this is what is meant when it says in the Pasuk, that your eyes will be able to see, observe your teacher. In other words, the Jewish people will, with their own eyes, be able to see the teacher Hashem. That's one pshat. Dover Achar, another pshat of this pasuk, Ya'omer le'Yaakov, will be said about Yaakov, Ein Eloshen Osir, it's not talking about something in the future. El Eloshen Haiva, but this is talking about the present. What is in the present? Einem tzrichim l'menachesh v'kaisim. The Jewish people do not need sorcerers and fortune tellers and readers and so on. Ki b'chol eish tzarech le'omer li'akev li'yisrael ma'apo l'kadosh baruch hu. Because at any time that the Jewish people need to be told what Hashem is doing, u'magzei reisa b'marim, and what are his plans and his decrees in the heavens above, they do not look, turn to sorcerers and to fortune tellers and so on. It is related to them through their prophets. What are the decrees of Hashem? Or perhaps it's another option is that the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol was able to relate to them also future and what will happen and so on. The unkulus le tirgim kain, but unkulus the targum does not interpret it in this way. That's the Rashi. So it seems there's a few questions. Number one, Darichas and Pirus Rashi. This is a very wordy Rashi, and he repeats a repetitive Befrat and Eshn Pirus, especially in the first commentary. Vu is das alts merumas. Where do we see all of these things that Rashi is telling us? Und was ist es negeit zum Pshat in der Werte von Pasuk? First of all, where do we see in this Pasuk that it's talking about that the Yidden will sit before Hashem and they learn study from him, and that the area that they are is more internal than the angels even? And how is this seen in the words of the Pasuk, in the simple reading of the Pasuk? Number two, was ist die Schwierigkeit in jedem von den Pirushim? What is, whenever Rashi says, was Rashi darf ankommen zu beide Pirushim, whenever Rashi gives two interpretations of the same words, it's because each one of them has a certain weakness, which the other doesn't, and therefore they each complement each other. Whatever the weakness of one, the other one doesn't have, and therefore, and the same vice versa. So what is it, what is the difficulty of each of these explanations that Rashi needs to rely on two explanations? Number three, Rashi is magdim dem ersten Pirush faren zweiten. Rashi puts the first one before the second one, which, as he does, was weiss, that is, as nenzo zum pshat, whenever Rashi does that, whichever one Rashi says first, that's the one that's closer to the simple meaning. And that's why he says it first. Mit was ist der erste Pirush nenzo zum pshutushul mikro? Why is it that the first pshat is closer to the simple meaning of the words rather than the second one? Number four, was is Rashi oisim mit nesiim v'unkulus le'tigim came? What does Rashi mean to say unkulus did not interpret it in this way? Beribui mekaimis is targum unkulus andush from Pirush Rashi. There are many, many places in which the targum unkulus interprets things differently than Rashi. When Rashi demantas nisim, Rashi doesn't point it out that the unkulus interpreted this differently than me. Why here does he? Base. Meforshim zogen, some of the commentators explain, as the hechecha dem ersten pirush is from dem loshen ka'es, mitachof adimyon, that the reason that Rashi says that he explains the first commentary is because the word ka'es, which like this time, similar to this time, with a chof, ka, like this time, But from them, nemt Rashi as oid osudli is kaes azois, which means Rashi takes from there that there will yet come a time that will be similar to this time. Like this time, there will be a time that will be similar to this time. Nishdi itzige zeit mamish, that it's not talking about this current time. And this is similar to what Rashi said about a previous pasuk, which said that the words truos melech boy, Rashi interpreted as an expression of love and friendship, that it's talking about the friendship and the love between Hashem and the Jewish people. That kum nochazat zeit ka'es, there will come yet another time in the future like this time, then tigole chibosam le'ein koil, that the friendship and the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people will become known and revealed to everyone. Unis mefarish vosas mein der inyan from tigole chibosam. And therefore, since the way Rashi is interpreting it now is that we talked about the love between Hashem and the Jewish people now, so there will yet come a time when this will become known to everyone. So therefore, Rashi—that's what Ka'es Azayis means. Therefore, he explains also in what way will it be revealed, and therefore he goes into the details that they will sit and learn Torah from him, directly from Hashem, explaining how it will be revealed to all. Und leuten zweiten Pirush kommen der Werte Kais Yomel Yakob beim Schutz zum Scholos Kosuf will nachash be Yakob le Kesem Yisrael. And according to the second interpretation, where he says that whenever the Yidden need something to be told, they need something revealed to them, it's not done through the sorcerers and so on, rather than through prophets. This is because it comes directly after the beginning of this very pasuk, which spells out that idea that there are no sorcerers amongst the Jewish people, and therefore when they need something told to them, it's done in a different way. And so Rashi says that b'shas idin daf nepes wissen, that when they need to know something, verze das ibigigem durch den neviim or the urim v'tumim, it's related to them either through the prophets or through the urim v'tumim. So that's how they explain it. So according to this explanation, is leuten eschen pirush shver. So then we have the question according to the first interpretation, was der teichen von keis yamer hat nicht kein hemshuch zu ascholos akosu. The problem, the difficulty with the first pshat is that it doesn't seem to come as a continuation to the first part of the pasuk. What does it relate to? There will come a time in which they will be known, that the love will be known. Doesn't follow to the beginning of the pasuk. That's the difficulty with that one. And on the other hand, the second comment explanation also has a difficulty. Number one, the pashtus is yomer loshen asid and nish loshen hayve, because the word yomer, there will come a time when it will be said, does not mean it is being said now. It will be said, so it's not something that is occurring now. And the fact that the Jewish people don't have sorcerers, that's something that's current. Number two, the Loshon Ka'es mitachof ha'dimyan. Why does the word Ka'es mean like this time? In other words, it's talking about some other time. But according to this interpretation, it's talking about the present, that the Jewish people don't rely on sorcerers. So what is the meaning of Ka'es? Which in a way explains pretty much all the questions that the Rebbe asked. Why are there two interpretations? What's the difficulty in each one? So he just explained what the difficulty is. Why he talks about it as something in the future, because ka'es means something in the future. And so it explains pretty much everything. But according to this explanation, we still need to understand the following questions. Number one, from the words ka'es, it seems from the pasuk that there will come a time which will be similar to this time. At which time the Jewish people will be said, it'll be said about them or asked of them, what is Hashem doing? From vanat is obed raya, but how do we know? What's the proof? Although that's true, and that could be the pshat, but still, But why is it important? First of all, how do we know? And also, why is it important? Why is it so critical to the simple meaning of the psukim? The details, the pratim, shem yoshim lufanav aleim din Torah mepiv, that they sit before Hashem and they study Torah from Him, umechitzasim lufnumim alachay asharis, and that their area where they are is more internal, closer to Hashem than the angels. And that's the angels that are asking the Jewish people, what is Hashem doing? How do we see all of that in these words? Where does it come from? Number two, why does he put the first shot before the second shot? Because the putting the first shot means that's the closer one to the Pshuto Shel Mikra. But in this case, it seems to the contrary. The Tzveita Pirush Trotzdem Shverikat in Loshen Kanal, that although the second Pirush has that difficulty with the word Ka'es, that it seems to be something in the future when now we're talking about the present, but still, the second Pirush is the Fartnentet Zim Pshuto Shel Mikra. The second shot seems to be much closer to the simple reading of the Psukim. The midvas the tzveite tail pasuk kum behem shel tzas chalos akosav, in the sense that the second part of the pasuk comes immediately as a follow up to the first half of the pasuk. That is a very smooth reading of the pasuk. Mashenkin leit nashim pirush, whereas the first shot the second half of the pasuk seems completely unrelated to the first half of the pasuk. And that is a major difficulty in Pshuto Shel Mikra. So why did he make the first shot the first one when it seems further from the simple meaning of the pasuk? And in fact, we do indeed find, as the Medrash stated, Tzveita Pirush from Rashi Fadameshten, that the Medrash quotes the first shot that Rashi makes second as the first one. In other words, that the Medrash sees it as a more, you know, direct pshat of the psukim. Nochmer, and even more so, the Ramban, if in pasuk brings from Rashi, blazdem tzveitem pirush. The Ramban completely ignores the first pirush, the first explanation, and he only quotes the second one. So, in other words, it seems that the second one seems more closer to the meaning of the pasuk. And why does Rashi make that the second, which means the secondary pshat, and the first one, which seems further from the simple meaning, is the first one? Number three, another question. From Rashi's loshim, from Rashi's wording, Dover Achar, that it's a second pshat, Ye'omer Liakav, Eina Loshen Ozdel Loshen Hoive, that Ye'omer means something in the future, is not something in the future, but something present, that it's addressing something in the present. Is Muchach, from there it seems, as Ye'omer ken getaijt veren oich b'loshen hoive, that the word Ye'omer can also be said to mean current, not only the future, but it could also mean a current thing. How do we know this? Because Rashi opens with saying it does, in this case, it doesn't mean the future, but it means the present. Or according to this interpretation, it doesn't mean the future, it means the present, which means Rashi accepts that it could also mean the future. Virashi Shemfrier is this Masbir. Rashi already earlier had explained this. Vibald, das is adover ha'hoive tomid, v'chol eis, that in the case where something is constant, it's an ongoing situation, when oich, the loshen ka'eis, is in that case, something that seems like speaking about the future really means the present, because it's ongoing. When something is ongoing, you speak about it as if it's in the future, but it's also going on now as well as the future. When oich the loshen ka'es kemefarem from loiten seitem shat, and also the word ka'es. So first of all, ye omer could mean the present. When oich the loshen ka'es, and also the word ka'es, which means in the future, kemefarem from loiten seitem shat, according to the second interpretation, which is talking about the present, can also be explained. As some of the commentaries do in fact say, that the word ka'es means, ka'es means when the time comes that they need to know something, their prophets tell it to them. So it's a situation which is present, when the situation arises that they need to know something, so it's not saying that sometime in the future this will be the situation. It means right now we have the situation, that when a situation arises where the Jewish people need to know something, their prophets tell it to them. And that's a very, very smooth reading of the word ka'es. So therefore, the ka'es is not really a difficulty. It could really be speaking about the present, even using terms like ka'es and using terms like ye'omer, and they both are relating to the present.
It would seem that we would be able to answer as the hemshich to mascholos akos of leitn eshnim pirush is that what's the continuation, what's the connection between the second half of the pasuk and the first half of the pasuk according to the first interpretation is as the Gemara says, the Gemara zokt kol odem she'enem anachash, any person that is not involved in this kind of activity of sorcery and fortune telling and so on, he is brought into an area where even the angels cannot go into that place. As the pasuk says, that there is no sorcery, our pasuk. So the Gemara seems to be actually saying this. In other words, the Gemara relates the first part of the pasuk to the second part, that when someone is not involved in Nachash and Kesem, they are brought into the inner sanctum, even beyond where the angels are allowed to go. So that seems to be a direct connection between the beginning and the end of the pasuk. Mekena ben izogn ados is the kavana from Pim Pirush Rashi, but we can't say that this is what Rashi is referring to. Dvarim, because number one, in Rashi is nishtokin remez afila as dosvos mechitzasim lifnim malach yasharis atetzofin leinachash, because Rashi doesn't seem to draw any connection between the fact that the Yidden have an area more inner than the malachim and that this has somehow is so somehow connected to the fact that they're not involved in nachash. Rashi doesn't draw that connection. If he doesn't point it out, it means that it's not based on that. Number two, lefize hat es nicht gedacht sein erst lo asid love, because according to this, if that's when you deserve to be brought into the inner sanctum beyond where the malachim are allowed to go, and it's all based on the fact that we're not involved in sorcery, so then why is it only something that will come in the future? According to this, it should happen be happening now. Since everybody acknowledges that the Jewish people don't rely on this type of behavior activity, even presently, as Rashi himself says, so therefore the result of that, which is that they are inner, they will be brought into the inner sanctum, gedav zayna in zelb mizman, should also be taking place now. And as it was by Matan Torah that the Yidden learned directly from Hashem, they heard the Aseres Ibiz directly from Hashem, and if all it takes is that you're not involved in the Kesem and the Nachash, so then why aren't we having this now also? Why do we have to wait until the time of Mashiach when we can deserve this? So therefore it can be that Rashi is basing it on that Gemara. Number three, another reason why it can't be based on that Gemara. Vos is donegei on shayech that inyan shem yeshem l'fan of aleim n'tarim epiv. Why? How is that connected to the idea of they sit before Hashem and study Torah directly from Him? What does that have to do with being more inner than the malachim as a reward for not being nachash and kesem? What does that have to do with any of it? So this needs to be explained. What also needs to be explained is another few specifics about the way Rashi explains it. Umehem, amongst them is number one, in Ershten Pirush, versus the Losh Malachi Hashoris. In the first pshat, why does Rashi say Malachi Hashoris, the angels of service? Why does he call the angels by that name? It's a correct name for angels, but you could be more general about the angels. Nish malachim stam, why doesn't he just say they're more inner than the angels? Why does he have to say which particular angels? Beis, another question. V'zeu shenemar v'hoyu enecha reisiz menecha. Rashi says, and this is what it means, that your eyes will see your teacher. Sidenes Rashi's inyan bepirusha al teretz mazbus and psukim enach. Why does he suddenly feel the need to explain what that pasuk, which is a pasuk from Tanakh, means according to this pshat? Why does he have to explain that pasuk here? Since when does Rashi explain psukim in Tanakh in his pirush in the Torah? Number three, in Tzveiten Pirush, and this is in the second interpretation, is Rashi Meisiv Nochma Polkel. After saying that they will, the Yidden will be asked, what is Hashem doing? Umag Zeresu Bamorim. He adds the words, and what are his decrees in the heavens above? Vosfar Hashaychas Hotazdo. Why does he have to say this here? Ma Polkel. They will be asked, what is Hashem doing? Why does he have to add the words, and what are his decrees in the heavens? Nochmer, even more so. In the Hemshech, the Montanor Elanim Solem Alpinevie Maiv Xeris Amokim. In the second part, as he goes on, he only mentions what are Hashem's decrees in the heaven, or what are his decrees. Unishma Polkel, and he completely leaves out Ma Polkel. So it seems that he's making a big issue of the Mag Xeris Bamorim. First he brings it in. Why does he have to bring it in? Second time he even leaves out the pasuk and he only quotes that. So what is it about these words that are so important to this Rashi? The Bir Bazeh. So to explain this entire Rashi, Bolok had gedungim bilamin eiflachana arli esamazet. Going back to the story, Bolok hired Bilam for the purpose of putting a curse, chas v'shalom, on the Jewish people. On b'shaiches the mit, in connection with this, is given the emfa b'yisem mesholitz emershmo, and therefore, in response to that, Bilam, started with his parable, the first time that he did. Favos akendos nishton, why he's unable to put a curse on the Jewish people. That was his first thing. I can't do this. Explaining to Bilam why he can't do it. Mo ekev, he said, what am I going to do? I'm going to curse them. God doesn't want them cursed. What am I going to do? He goes on to speak about the greatness of the Jewish people, that when you see them, their greatness and so on. The Oisig Vein Lecha Mailus Van Eden, the incredible qualities of the Jewish people. Rashi is as Mefaret B'Firusha B'Psukim, as Rashi there explains these Psukim. Valderos Abam Tzveit Mo. The same also when the second time that he says, he starts with his parable. Heipteron le'ish keil v'yechazav. He starts with saying that Hashem is not someone that will say something and then he will not follow through. As mekenish durchfirim bolok's vilun la'misim amidbar, that I am unable to do your request. What did Bolok want? He wanted them to, the Jews should die in the desert and leave him alone. So he says, I can't do that. Hashem doesn't want that. And there is mamshir weiter in the Maivus von Eden v'chibosam. And then he continues on with speaking about the qualities of the Jewish people and how they are beloved by Hashem, as the Eivishtha fakukzi, the Avedus von Eden, that Hashem is willing to look away from their transgressions, v'adar abatruos melaboy, and that not only does he not look at the transgressions, but there is a belovedness between Hashem and the Jewish people, lo shel chibur v'reyus, as Rashi explains, that v'truas melaboy means love and friendship and so on. And after all this, and of them is a denoch meisiv, then he comes and adds, as nish, nor is nitshayach oroli esa'on. Not only is it not possible to put a curse on them, nor punkt lahepech, but to the contrary, kilo nachash b'yakev, that there you cannot apply sorcery to the Jewish people, because they are deserving of a blessing because of their importance, because they don't have this kind of activity that doesn't relate to them. They don't rely on it. It doesn't apply to them. You can't affect them through this kind of activity. I'm powerless here. So this is what Bilam said at the outset. But since Bilam just said that the fact that the Jewish people don't have amongst them their sorcery and so on, and that's why they're deserving a blessing, vice of the psichos from Bilamin, this saying this, it brings down Bilam himself. it points out Bilam's weakness, because he was, that's what he was. His specialty, his profession was a sorcerer. So by acknowledging that the Jewish people deserve a bracha because they don't have sorcerers, what does it say about him? It's insulting to him, to Bilam. The Riber had Bilam by the Mamshiv, and therefore Bilam can't leave it at that. He can't just stop there. He has to continue to sort of take the attention away from that point. And he says, "Wegen der Meile von Eden, der mit Madgish." Given, and therefore Bilam continues to talk about the importance, other qualities of the Jewish people, in order to emphasize that the Sibbe was kenished orally is on, that the reason that he's unable to curse the people is nishmit sadzayim Bilam's chesaron, is not because I am somehow lacking, which he just accidentally happened to point out that he is a sorcerer and the Jewish people are blessed because they don't have sorcerers. So he wanted to tell Balak, it's not because of me that you can't put a curse on them. In other words, I'm too weak because I'm a sorcerer and that's a problem. It's for another reason. He had to go on to say that it's because they are special, not because I'm a problem, but because they outrank me. And how did he say this? He said it by saying these words, those are the words which follow. So as soon as he uttered the words which are undermining his position, he immediately followed with something to show the importance of the Jewish people, and that it's not a problem with him, it's a fact that they are in a level of their own beyond what he can do anything about. So now we have to explain, what is it about Ka'es Yom Eliyakev which brings out this great quality of the Jewish people? The Bir in them, the explanation of what this means, Ka'es mitachav k'mutza, when you say Ka'es with a comet under the chav, vayist if a bavusta tzeit, that means like that time, like that specific time, the time that everybody knows, not some time, but like that time. And since we're talking about the belovedness of the Jewish people, that's the theme of Bilam's speech right now, of where he's heading with this, is moving. Obviously, when it talks about that time, that's that well-known time, and it's talking about where Hashem showed his love for the Jewish people, then it's clear what he's talking about. When did Hashem show his great love for the Jewish people? And does vice, ve'soichet ha-bechomesh l'mikra, and even a child, a five-year-old child, knows what time we're talking about. As the tzeit, when the chibah from the Eivishn Tzeidin is given nika begolui, that the time when Hashem's love for the Jewish people was clearly seen, is given as ma'amat from Matan Torah. That was most clearly shown at Matan Torah. I velech as a state, in regards to where it says, in regards to Matan Torah, it says, V'yisim li skulim kol amim, ki li kol aretz, that Hashem said to the Jewish people, you will be to me a chosen nation from all of the other nations. When Rashi fataycht this, as Rashi explains that what it means is, oitzer chaviv, a treasure that is beloved to me, kach atan tiyu li skulim ishar umes, so also you will be to me chosen and special and outstanding from all the other nations. V'lo taimru, and he continues to say, don't say, atam levatchem sheli ve'ein li acherim imachem, umayesh li oi, chatei chibosan nikeres. Don't say, don't think, Hashem says to the Jewish people, that, well, you're the only game in town, so what do you mean you're the most beloved? There is nothing else. You can't be the most beloved if there's only one game in town. So therefore, don't think that I don't have anything else or anyone else to whom I could have shown love, and that I chose you from amongst them, that there was no one else. There is others. Ki li kol ha'aretz, because Hashem says, you should know that the whole world belongs to me. I could have chosen any nation, but yet, behem be'enai lefanei leklum, yet I, to me they are nothing, they don't exist, I only have eyes for you. That's what ki li kol ha'aretz comes as a follow-up, v'yisim li skulim kol ha'amim. So in other words, that Hashem was not only telling the Jewish people that he loves them, but also showing the distinction between the Jewish people and the rest of the world. So that's the time when Hashem showed his love. And now the Pasuk says, like that time will be said of Yaakov, of the Jewish people, as their ace to la'asid v'zayin, gleich to the ace ha'yadua, that the time in the future when it will be said about the Jewish people will be similar to the time when Hashem showed love to the Jewish people, the well-known time, which is Matan Torah. The Zman for Matan Torah is Muvan. So now that we're drawing this comparison between the two times, is Muvan as Pung vi by Matan Torah of Midin Galer and Torah from the Meibish Nalein. So just like what was so unique about Matan Torah, that the Jewish people heard Torah directly from Hashem. The Aseres Tedibes Utmar Gehet from Meibish, the Ten Commandments that they heard directly from Hashem. Al Derech Zeh, since the Pasuk is drawing that and that comparison, that just like that time I showed you my love, so in the future I will show you my love too. So how is it similar to Matan Torah? Just like then you learned directly from me, so all that is also Leah, so also it will be in the future, as Mevet Lernen Torah Mepifnei Meibish, that the Yidden will learn Torah directly from Hashem. That's why Rashi brings that in to this explanation. Bibal das chibe begoli drik zechois in vergleich zu andere, and since, as by the time of Matan Torah, the love that Hashem showed the Yidden, he made sure to point out that he showed the contrast between, you know, the comparison between the Yidden and others, that the love to the Jewish people is obvious because it can be compared to others. Kinal b'pirush Rashi, as Rashi explained in Parsha Yisrei about Kili Kol Ha'aretz, b'meil is moving. Therefore, we understand that b'shas is retzach v'gen limadat Torah. That when we're talking about limadat Torah, v'sumas ha'ilum amdatzu b'chlal ken shayches nish, that the goyim have no connection to limadat Torah at all. So there is no comparing the Jewish people to the non-Jewish people in the context of limadat Torah, because there is no comparison. They don't have any connection to it at all. So how are you going to show the contrast between I love you and I will teach you Torah, as opposed to who? The Goyim, they don't learn, they have no connection to Torah. Of course he's not going to teach them Torah. So who then is he comparing the Yidden to? Muz mezognaz in them is the gili achibin faglaich legabim lachar sharis. So we have to find someone else in whom the Hashem's love for the Jewish people is contrasted with them. Who are they? The Malachim. The Malachim do study Torah, and yet the Eibishter will show his love for the Yidden more so than even in the comparison to the Malachim. And why Malachi Asharis? Afilu legabedi Malachim azeir inin is l'sharis kaviyach l'meibishter. Even those angels, not any old angel, but even those angels who stand before Hashem to serve Him. What does he mean to say with that? Not only those angels, there are angels which Hashem sends on a mission down into the world, and they're meant to carry out a mission here. And we found already instances of Malachim that came down into the world to fulfill missions for Hashem. One was Lavasar Sarah, one's to tell Sarah the good news that she's going to have a baby. Ve'echad la'hafich Hasdaim, one to destroy Stein. Ve'echad la'rapis Avram, the other one was to heal Avram. She'ein malachais v'shtei shlichas, and we know that Rashi said, because one angel cannot do two different missions. So we see that there are angels that come down here in order to do missions. Valderech by Hagar, then we find also that an angel came to Hagar, and so on. We find instances of which Malachim come down into the world. So in comparison to those Malachim, they are distant from Hashem, they're all the way down in this world, and so the comparison is not so great. They're not standing there before Hashem inside the inner sanctum of Hashem. Nor vizazayna mesharis l'maylos. Rashi says, no, not those angels. The comparison is with the angels who stand before Hashem. They're there serving Hashem directly. And it's to those angels that there is a comparison drawn, and that the Yidden will be more inner even than those angels. That's why Rashi says L'shar et Malachei Sharis. Thus haste. As Oyech L'gabe Vidim Malachim Zayne Mesharis Ved Zaynike Dechibe von Yidden, that even in comparison to those angels which are standing before Hashem serving Him, even in comparison to them, their love for the Yidden will be outstanding, will be more. Learning the Torah Mepifin the Mevishin, that they will study Torah directly from Hashem, Behem Yishu Lehem, Mapo Okel, and it's the angels that serve Hashem that will have to ask the Yidden, what is he doing, what is he up to? Because the Yidden know more about what Hashem is up to than the angels, even those angels. Pisa is Fashtanik Vos Behem Shech to them, Vos Ruyim Heim Lebrocha. And now we can understand that as a continuation that to what Bilam said originally, that the Yidden deserve a bracha because they are not involved in sorcery. So Bilam immediately had to add this new thing. That the reason that he's not able to foist a curse upon the Jewish people is nishval erez apochus. It's not because he is somehow deficient, and he's not an expert. He can't really do the job. Amenach eshvekesim, because he has this problem that he is a sorcerer, and we just learned, and he just said that sorcery is a problem. Was his eneloi nachash, and since they are not, the Jewish people are not nachash, then how could he affect them? So he had to show that it was not about that. Nor mitzadim etzem ma'ilof the Yidden. He had to follow up immediately to say that the Yidden have a special place, and it's because they are special, not because I'm deficient. That Hashem will eventually show His love for the Jewish people in such a way that He shows them even more love. They're even more beloved than the angels themselves. Which explains the continuation between the first part of the pasuk and the second part of the pasuk, and why Rashi goes into all this detail, and how he knows that it's comparison to the angels, and why it's about the study of Torah, and so on. No, he hasn't explained yet about the study of Torah, but a comparison of the angels, that the comparison was drawn to the angels themselves. As Veta, but the Shaila, but the question is asked, should be asked. Megifin toch ba matan Torah. Number one, we define by matan Torah as idnom gezot zu Moshe daberat imod v'nishma. You speak for us, and we will listen. Ba al yadaber imanu kelikim, and that we don't want Hashem to speak directly to us, pen nomos, because we may die. And azoy is taki given by yamadom merochik. And in fact, they had to stand back. They even stood away from Mount Sinai. And vi is vi ken zayin kaeis as idn v'on lernen Torah mepishlo kosh baruch hu. So what does it mean? You're saying, you're drawing a comparison to Matan Torah, that the Yidden will learn directly from Hashem. When at Matan Torah, they said, no, we can't do this. This is too much for us. So how is the comparison being drawn? It seems like they will not be learning Torah directly. Number two, and even if they will be learning Torah directly, that there will come a time that it will be similar to Matan Torah, that they will learn here directly from Hashem. Is Favosis says, "Shoyl them orally mer vide es matan Torah." So if all it is a throwback to Matan Torah, so why is the fact that there will come a time when the Yidden will be shown that love, that they will learn directly from Hashem, why is it better that it happens then than what already happened by Matan Torah? Why didn't Bilam say, yeah, they heard directly from Hashem by Matan Torah? How could it, that's Hashem loves them so much. He spoke directly to them. Why doesn't he invoke that? Why does he talk about there will come a time when they will do similar to what they did by Matan Torah? How is that better than Matan Torah itself? The Rebbe brings Rashi, that's why Rashi brings, number one, V'zeu shenema v'hoye inecha royis es merecha, that your eyes will see your teacher. As his mefurish nemar, Rashi is saying, the pasuk clearly states, as the Eibishter v'tzayim merecha von Yidden, that Hashem will be the teacher, the direct teacher of the Jewish people, when in a oven for v'hayor meinecha royis, in a way that the Yidden will be able to see him. So in other words, you have a question of, and maybe they won't, the pasuk says clearly that it will happen that way. Number two, Shehem Yoshim Lefanov. And then he continues and says, they sit before Hashem. What he means to point out with that is that it's not just a one-time thing that happened, like by Matan Torah happened one time. So here it's not a one-time thing. They sit before Hashem. They will be sitting, not that they one time there was an event and then it's over. No, it's a constant thing. They will always be sitting in that way. As Rashi explained already earlier in Parsha Tazria, in Ein Toshev Alulosh Nakovet, that Toshev means to stay for a while. It means that it's ongoing. It's not just it happened and it was quickly over, but it's something which means that it's ongoing. And through this he answers those two questions. Number one, how do we know that in the future they will be listening to Hashem, and not like by Matan Torah where they said we can't do this because the Pasuk says it Befeirush. And then he says, and then it will be ongoing, and that's why it's more even than Matan Torah itself, because then it will be a constant thing that the Yidden will be sitting in the presence of Hashem and seeing Him and learning from Him. But still the question has to be asked, that since in the end all this will happen sometime in the future, so why is it that now Bilam can't curse them? Because in the future something great will happen. What about, why can't he do something now? Just because the future brings good things for the Jewish people. That's why Rashi brings, there's another pshat, because this is a good question. How does the fact that in the future something will be good for the Jews prevent Bilam from cursing them now? So he says, alright, there's another pshat. And therefore Rashi points out immediately, according to this pshat, it's taka not something that will happen in the future. We're talking about the present. And which is the reason that Bilam can't curse them now. That even now, any time that the Yidden need to be told what the future brings, they don't lean and they rely on sorcerers, and they get it from their prophets and so on. In other words, it's something which is current, and therefore they deserve blessing right now. Nishnor, Azach Vazvet, Zayin La'osid, not only something that the future brings. Leutn, so that's the difficulty of the first pshat, which is answered by the second pshat. Leutn, Tzveitn, Pirushabar, is kasha. However, there is a difficulty with the second pshat as well. Vos ka'es, Yo'amel Yaakov Yisrael, is nish meisif, Ivdem Vosru'uyim Heim Lebracha. Because according to this pshat, the second part of what Bilam says is really adding nothing to the first part of the pasuk. The first part said they can't be cursed because they don't rely on sorcerers. The second shot, the part of the pasuk, says the same thing. They don't rely on sorcerers, they rely on Nevi'im. So nothing was added to this by this in the second half of the pasuk. When Avdebos Bilam Kenisht Orla, so nothing is added to why they deserve a bracha and why Bilam cannot put a curse on them. At his blois, the Siyim Mehem Shecha Inyim from Tchilos HaKosov. It's just a follow up the end of the first part of the pasuk in Nachash B'Yakov, that there are no sorcerers amongst the Yidden. As does Vazay Darfim Vases El Nivayim, that which they need to know is told to them by the prophets. That's what the second part of the pasuk is saying. So nothing is added by this second part of the pasuk, at least not in giving reasons why Bilam can't put a curse on them. Well, Pisa is moving Vasrashi Nemton Dem Ershten Pirush. And this explains why Rashi accepts the first pshat as the direct meaning, the first and the most important pshat, because it's adding something. Because this whole pasuk, this whole subject is about Bilam explaining why the Yidden deserve a bracha and why he can't put a curse on them because they're so special and so on. Is moving, so it has to be understood as the pirush is zayin reid was bring to reis mer de milu from Eden is an entus b'shat haksumim. So therefore, wherever in the pasuk you find that he's adding more qualities to the Eden, is of course the most direct simple meaning of the pasuk. If he has something more to add about the qualities of the yidden, which the first pshat certainly does, so that must be the most important pshat. The second pshat, which answers one detail, but all it does is repeat the same thing from the first half of the pasuk. In other words, Bilam added nothing special about the yidden in the second part of the pasuk, is the secondary pshat. Test. As is of a mistabit to zogen, but it's logical said to say as euch legen zeiten pirish is dem hemsho von de bribil meisef I frier und as bar favos as ken zain orally. But the truth is that it would be logical to say, it makes a lot of sense to say that Bilam was adding something in the second part of this pasuk. He did mean to add something about the qualities of the yidden and why he can't put a curse on them. So what is it? Bilam had gewusst as the Eibishter will es nicht. Bilam knew that the Eibishter does not want the curse. Hat aber getracht, as a kemachav zayin d'shav shal kodesh baruch hu kayis. As we know that Bilam knew that Hashem doesn't want to put a curse, but he knew the moment, that split second when Hashem gets angry. Every day there's a time when Hashem gets angry, and only Bilam knew when that was. And demol v'tekenin orally, and therefore he knew that if he puts the curse at that very moment, then it will work. Und der Ribbe ist Rashi Moisif in Satan Pirush Umag Zeroysa Bamorim, and that's what Rashi means to say when he adds the words and what are his decrees in the heaven. He's referring to that Nimsalem Alpina V'yei Ma'ig Zeroysa Hamokim, that the prophets tell the Yidden what is going on in the heavens above, when are his decrees. As Leuten Satan Pirush Zayin and Die Vete Kaisi Yomaliakev Yisrael Goymer Ahisofe in Shlilus Aklola Ide Bilam. This is what is meant. This is how Bilam was adding to what he said in the first half of the pasuk by saying these words. The Baal Das Afila in the Shavas Kaisba. Because what was Bilam's big trick? What did he have that nobody else had? He knew that moment when Hashem gets angry, and that's what he was hoping to be able to do, that he's going to put a curse on that during that very moment. So even that moment, which is what he was relying on, vasen the fundi idn durch neviim beurim betumim und zenemen arab degzede durch tshuva. So the yidn also know about that moment. They don't know exactly when it happens, but they know that they can counter that moment because the neviim bring them to tshuva. They know that the counter movement, the counter punch to that moment, is that they should do tshuva. That will neutralize Hashem's anger. So he said, I can't deal with these people. My big thing is that I know that moment when Hashem gets angry, but their Nevi'im also know about that, and they know how to counter it by getting the Yidden to do tshuva. Yud al pizei yesh leimer. So based on this we could say, as the chilek tzvishin the tzvei perushim is ashal kevetari in ashay leklolis un'oich ba'alocha. So now we can say that the difference between these two perushim is based on a discussion and a debate and a general question which also pertains to halacha. Vos is goiver. The question is, what is more important? What overweighs what? What's dominant? Agreis emailavos vedzayin la'osid. Do we say that in the future there will be something very, very great that can happen in the future? But it's in the future. Or a smaller quality, but it's already now. In other words, in English, what's better, a bird in the bush or a bird in the hand? The bird in the bush is something that might come, it comes in the future, but you don't have it now. A bird in the hand, it's a smaller bird, or two in the bush, you know. Either one bird in the hand or two in the bush. So the two is greater, but it's in the future. The bird in the hand is now, but it's only one. So therefore, what is greater? Leit neshten pirush kumtois, according to the first explanation that comes out, as ka'esi amal Yaakov Yisrael meint as zayne ruim im lebracha un as kem klal nizayn kemakum leklalutz livzei grace and my lovas to galachavas from lein koil. In that scenario, the future brings that the Jewish people will be so beloved, and it'll be so obvious that the Jews are beloved, that there's no way that you can put a curse on them. But and that they're so special that they're even closer to Hashem than the angels, but that is not yet the case now. That's something that will happen in the future. On the other hand, Dagegen Leuten Sveiten Pirush, according to the second shot, is Adarabba Malosam is Nishta Zay Grace. Their greatness at this point is not that great yet. Is Da an Ort as a Mokem Kais and Sushai Chlola. Because there is a possibility, a slight possibility, but the possibility exists that there is a time when Hashem gets angry, and at that moment, if you get it right, it's possible to put a curse on them. But it's just that because they have their prophets that tell them what's going on, so they make sure that it will be neutralized through the Yidden doing tshuva. In other words, it should never actually come that a curse is put on them. But there is the possibility that they should be able to be cursed. But that is something that is current, that is now. They already have this quality now that they'll be protected, ultimately be protected from that curse. So which one is more important? Which one is greater? An absolute greatness which will come in the future, or a smaller level of greatness, but it is now? So according to this, it would come out. So that the fact that Rashi put the first pshat first, in other words, to him that's the more important one, it would seem that we could conclude from this that Rashi's opinion, at least in the level of pshat, is machriya, that if there's a greater quality that will come in the future, that is more, that is greater than a smaller quality which is now. The klener amaylobos is da behaive. Because the first pshat talks about a great quality that will be in the future, and Rashi makes that to the first pshat. But the truth is that it's not necessarily certain that Rashi would apply the same kind of rule anywhere else. Just because he says it over here, because it could be that the reason that over here he goes with the future better situation rather than the present, but it's a weaker situation, might be because of some other reason that is particular to this case. Because number one, Rashi is Dachdom Mefarish and Divrei Bilam Anavi Ba'Umas Oelam Adalech V'Nevi Yisrael, because Rashi is explaining the words of Bilam, who was a prophet of the Goyim, which but has a certain similarity to prophets in general, as Rashi says elsewhere. Is dosvos nimsolem alpina v'ehem, so the fact that the Jewish people, according to the second pshat, that the Jewish people are being led and told by their prophets about how to deal with the situation of Hashem getting angry, in nishtaz agresa maila, Bilam would not consider that to be as big such a great quality, vidosvos zeilernim epivshal kodesh baruch hu, in comparison to learning from Hashem directly. In other words, Bilam, who is himself a prophet, wouldn't have looked at that, the fact that the Jewish people are being guided by prophets, as this incredible quality. And therefore, it's possible that that's why Rashi says that for Bilam, the first answer is a much stronger answer. For the situation which involves Bilam's reasoning, the first answer would be a stronger answer. Number two, the Iker, and this is most important. Loid dem eshten pirush is das nicht nor a mile was vet zayn la osid, because according to the first pshat, it's not only something that the quality will occur in the future. Nor es is dode mile eich behoive, the quality of the first pshat is there also presently. Und ba osid vet no tzukum et tegalech chibasam lein koil. The truth is that the Jewish people are beloved by Hashem even now. What will happen in the future? In the future, it'll just become obvious that the Jewish people are beloved by Hashem. It's just that in the future, everybody will know about the beloved status of the Jewish people to Hashem. But the fact is that even presently, Hashem loves the Yidden. So therefore, it's not just something that will only become a quality in the future. The quality exists now too, and therefore, perhaps in this case, Rashi goes with that one, even though normally he might he might go with the present, even if it's a smaller reward.
And
therefore, perhaps this doesn't prove anything about something that might only show up in the future. In another case, that it only shows up in the future to begin with, it has no relevance in the present.
As euch zi is machriya dem hoive,
that even in that case, where the quality only comes up in the future, should also override something that you could have now, even though it's a smaller quality. So it's not really necessarily true that Rashi would go with this rule all the time. It could be that it's specific to this case.
Al pi kolan al zetman, as the teichne ikri in alle bilums reid, is the oisig gebenlicha milos v'nidin.
Based on this, that we see that what was the message? What was the underlying theme of Bilam's, all of his parables that he was giving? Is the great qualities of the Jewish people.
Vos eris givem muchrach madgizayn dos kame v'kame pa'amim.
He was forced to emphasize it again and again.
Kedei far'emferen zich von de tfiyas von bolot and kame v'kame pa'amim arali v'kaveli kaveneli.
Because he had to respond to Bullock's constant badgering, you know, put a curse on them, curse them, curse them. And he had to keep responding and saying, no, I can't put a curse on them, they're beyond curses, I can't do it. He had to keep re-emphasizing the importance of the Jewish people.
But the Pharisee al pipshutish al mikra, v'neichal derech hadrush, v'aremez, misholei pirush, haksuvim azes retzich, b'malosim shi Yisrael.
And therefore, the simple meaning, as well as, of course, the drush, and on every level this is true, but even in the simple meaning, the mashal, which usually is interpretive, but over here the interpretation has to be the maila of the yidden. That is the direct meaning of all of his words.
On the farba von Rashi umwundert sich,
and that's why Rashi points out, and he wonders about this.
Bekame vekame mekoimis, in the alep sukim beparshaseinu,
in many of these psukim over here, is ketargumoi v'chein targum unkelus ad akaponim mit noch apirush. In most of the psukim, the targum agrees with this kind of interpretation, that Bilam is talking about the greatness of the Jewish people. And as Rashi says, "Kitargumai," it's as the Targum explains, or "Vechein Tirgum Unkelus," so also Unkelus interpreted it. Sometimes it's together with another pshat, but Unkelus goes along with this approach to what Bilam's words are.
Midem oisnam from dem pasuk,
but the exception is this pasuk.
Oich legabe de psukim shel Achrab.
Even if you look at the later psukim, also he seems to go with this same approach, except for this. The exception is this pasuk. And so over here, on the Tmiya is as v'onkelos the tigum kain. So Rashi wonders, in this particular case, Unkelos doesn't interpret it in this way as talking about the qualities of the yid.
Nishvi beide perushim, he doesn't explain it according to either of these perushim.
And klaiptoiz dafke pshudus lo mikra mamish, and he takes it in a very literal sense. He interprets it in a very literal sense.
In this case, Unkelus says that what it means, Kilei Nachash B'Yakov, what it means is that the sorcerers don't want to bless the Yidden. They don't want to give a blessing to the Yidden. And they don't want the greatness of Yisroel.
So in other words, not talking about the greatness of the Yidden, he interprets it as meaning that they don't want to bless the Jewish people. So for some reason, Unkelus doesn't go along with the normal interpretation, which would seem more reasonable in these psukim, that Bilam is talking about the greatness of the Jewish people. So Rashi wonders about this.
V'afal pi as Rashi halt andish,
and even though Rashi disagrees with Unkelus on this particular point,
v'alasiz mishalei kanal,
because as we talked about that, Bilam is giving his parable, which is about the greatness of the Jewish people. And since all the psukim seem to be talking about the greatness of the Yidden, so this one must be too, as Rashi explained in two different ways. But at the same time, even though he disagrees, in Gansen Shel Zayin Pirushei, Vil Rashi Nishid, Rashi doesn't want to completely dismiss the Unkelus's explanation. Ubasbara, and the reason is as the unkulos was darke is pshudish mikra filu v'rashi zokt ena mikra za emir eludosheni okiyetzabei, because unkulos is always goes with the simple meaning, even in those places where Rashi says this pasuk needs to be interpreted a little differently than the pshudish mikra. You need something more than pshudish mikra. Even in those cases, unkulos goes with the pshudish mikra. So therefore, he says loy tirgim kain. And since generally Rashi of course goes with that approach, always look for the simplest meaning of the pasuk, what the pshudish mikra is, and since unkulos, so to speak, is an ally in this thing, and they always agree on this point, so even when in this particular case Rashi doesn't see it the way unkulos does, he still acknowledges Unkulus's approach by saying, but Unkulus did not agree with this. Even though Rashi disagrees with Unkulus, but he still acknowledges the fact that Unkulus teaches it in the Pshudish Mikra, because that's ultimately what Rashi goes for. Yud Beis, Eina from the Erosus, Mekena Aris, Leina from Anal. One of the lessons that we can learn from all of this, Nit Nor is the Gilish Ha'idei Nevim Ha'pulun of Shechas Behaive, that not only is those things which the Nevim taught us is not just that it was important for that time, but it's an ongoing thing, and it applies now too. And in addition to that, there are also ways in which there are clear teachings to the Jewish people, and we are being told what we need to do, and so on. That Hashem reveals His words through the leaders of the Jewish people in every generation, so that in a sense prophecy goes on. Nor oich dosvas even learn the Torah and pishal goes baruch is given his boys aim of his matan Torah in midbar. That not only that, but the fact that the Yidden learned from Hashem directly is not just something that happened back then in the midbar as a one-time thing. Nor says Hazoy b'choleis, but this is also an ongoing thing that happens even now. As when a yid learns Torah k'deboy, that when a yid learns Torah properly, vert tan l'shoni imrasecha, as the pasuk says, until in my tongue responds to your words, or speaks your words, Hashem's words, el lernetas mipiv shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is learning it as Hashem speaks it. As his nor, of course the difference is that now it's concealed, we don't know that we're talking the words as Hashem is saying them, but in the future this will be revealed, as the Rebbe pointed out the difference. So therefore we understand of course that there's no reason to be impressed by what those the people that scoff at what we do at the limud haTorah and the kiyum haMitzvahs, there's no reason to be impressed about what they're saying. Befrat in hafatz haTorah bayad, especially in spreading Torah and spreading Yiddishkeit, vibald erhot klora hiros from them as gilu vora baidei avoda, because we have clear teachings, clear lessons, we have clear instructions through the because Hashem revealed it through His servants, through the leaders of each generation. And Nochmer, Elen Mipiv Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and even more so, you learn it directly from Hashem. Pshita Azer Gefind Zich Tzuzame Mit Neivishnu. So clearly, obviously, we are with Hashem on this. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shkayre V'Shene Kenegdei. When a Yid learns Torah properly, Hashem sits and learns Torah opposite him. Bizas Malah Halam B'Shasman Torah Beimim V'Yir V'Resus V'Zia. The Gemara says that just like there, by Matan Torah, the Yidden heard the Torah with fear and with sweat and with reverence and so on. Afkanazay, so also we respond in the same way now when we learn Torah, as if we were standing at Mount Sinai. When we bowed, as it is Tomim Tia Ima Shem Alekecha, and since we are complete or innocent and so on with Hashem, as is the pasuk that says Ki Leinachash, that we are not permitted to be involved in sorcery, rather we should be innocent with Hashem and accept everything that Hashem sends our way. That's the pasuk that comes as a counterpoint to not being involved in sorcery. so that we are im Hashem Elokecha, together with Hashem, mit Neivishn. Is nishtovas nispolden, so therefore there's no reason for us to be impressed and affected by what they say. Oich fundem vasrak shugoyim and umim yegu, even from when the goyim, they protest and they make a tumult and so on, it's not important. Val eves, as it says reik, he knows that it's all rik, lama luhumim yegu rik, he knows that it's all emptiness, as the pasuk in Tillim continues. Afil as dos kumt von amelech oder asar, even when these words come from a king or from a minister, from somebody important like Balak or Melech Moav, who was the king of Moav, other fanenim from the Nevi'im, or even if it comes from a prophet of the Goyim, al Levi Bilam. In other words, these are not just ordinary people saying it; these were important people saying it. It doesn't matter. Because even they know, and their souls above see it. The Maila Neflo from Eden, the incredible qualities of the Jewish people, as mechitzasa lefnim afilu lacharsharis, that the mechitzasa, the area that the yidden are permitted into, is even more inner than the angels themselves. Bizas alu umas ha'elam muzum meidazayn, as yidden zayn ruim heim lebracha, that every goy has to admit, all the nations have to admit, that the Jewish people are the ones that deserve the blessing. While aim behem menachshim bekeishim, because they don't have sorcery and so on. Das heizer rechen and zich klal nishmi de chukas v'anagas ha'goyim. What this means is, in a more general sense, it's not just about sorcery. It's that we don't follow their agenda at all. We don't do anything that they do. We have our own agenda. Eden stein starken zeir amuna in Torah, we are firm in our faith when the Torah und demelt am stot zu chasu shom stern Eden, and therefore when they realize that, so instead of disturbing the Jewish people and interfering, benchen zeir and zeir helfen Eden, they bless the Eden and they help the Eden, they assist the Jewish people, as os garnish feln, that the Eden should have nothing lacking, they should have whatever they need. The other Rabbin to them, even more so, the frat, in Zeir Aroizgen Bekarav Mamish for Midbar Agolus, especially in what is going to happen soon, that we will come out of the desert of the Golus and the Rangin in the Gula Amitis, and be able to go into the true redemption in Eretz HaKadosh Hepech Kavanos Balak, that we should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, which goes against what Balak was trying to get Bilam to accomplish, that the Yidden should die in the Midbar Chas HaShom. But no, we will soon go to Eretz Yisrael, Umekumtsu De Tigoli Chabasam Le'en Koil, and we will be able to arrive at that point where our love, the love of Hashem to us, will be obvious to all. And as the prophet says, the kings will be your nannies, and the ministers will be the ones that feed your children. And meaning the nations, will shepherd your flocks and so on. In the Gula Mitzvah Hashlema, they will do everything that we need. They will be the ones that deliver all the services we need in the Gula Mitzvah Hashlema Bekarav Mamish, which will be in the Gula Bekarav.